Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Gimel. And we begin three lines from the top of Mem Gimel Omer Aleph with the words Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Now, yesterday at the end of the share, we had a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Zeira as to why you were allowed to go and move the entire boat that you have found yourself in, and we don't make you stop at Dalet Amos. Why did Rav Gamliel let you walk the entire boat? So we brought down the opinion of Rabbah, who said because there were mechitzas there, and therefore it is considered like an enclosed area, and it's all viewed, the entire boat is viewed as Dalet Amos. But Rav Zeira had said no, because the boat is constantly moving, and if the boat is constantly moving, so then every time you're on the boat, you have a new Dalet Amos. So even if you move, you have a new Dalet Amos, because your old Dalet Amos has been taken away because the boat is moving. And you now find yourself no longer where you were previously in relation to the ground. And therefore, every moment you have a new Dalet Amos. As the Gemara explained yesterday, that when the boat is moving, everybody agrees. That in fact, Rabbah also says that if the boat is moving, then you could walk the entire boat, even if there were no mechitzas there, theoretically. And it's only if the boat is stopped that he says the only reason you're allowed to walk the entire boat is because of the mechitzos. And there, Rav Zeira said, no, it's only because the boat is moving. Where it now says, Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Daika. This discussion that we just brought down from the end of yesterday's share and repeated again now, that everybody agrees that if the boat is moving, that you have the entire boat to walk, could actually be a dik from our Mishnah. Masnis and Dami Daika. We can see this from the Machlokis in our Mishnah. The Mahalechas Lo Pligi, that Rabbi Gamliel, along with his colleague, Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah, are not in any disagreement with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yoshua, who said that you're not allowed to move in the entire boat. And the dik from our Mishnah is the Mahalechas Lo Pligi, that when the boat is moving, they're not arguing. How do we know that? Mimai, Mikdiktani, because look carefully at what the Mishnah said. It said, Maisa Shabo Mi Plandarsin. They came from a certain place, Plandarsin, and the Hifliga Svinoso Bayam, and the boat, which was still inside the dock, inside the port, at the start of Shabbos, moved out after Shabbos. Now, the boat's moving. And it says that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah, Hochu Eskula. They traveled the whole boat because they felt that that was all considered the Dalet Amos. But Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they did not. But look at the language of the Mishnah. It says, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, Lo zazu mi'arba amos shirotzu lahachmir al atzman. They didn't move because they didn't want to be machmir on themselves. Now note, it doesn't say they didn't move because it was aser. They said they didn't move because they just wanted to be machmir on themselves. Why would they be machmir on themselves? That also implies that the din is that they didn't have to. They could have been makel because the din allows you to be makel. Therefore, the Gemara says, "E, I must be shlomo b'malach slobligi." If you tell me that if the boat's moving, everybody actually agrees that you have the entire boat to walk in. So then we understand. Hainu diktani rotzu lahachmir al atzmam. They only wish to be machmir on themselves because dilma may be amda. The boat will stop moving, and then they're not allowed to move, and they'll be stuck where they are. So therefore, they decided, since they may not realize that the boat has stopped, better not move at all. But the halacha is, if the boat's moving, and technically, they definitely are able to go and move on the entire boat. So therefore, that's the raya. Because Eliyam is pligi, if you said that they actually argued when the boat is moving, so then, when the Mishnah told us, Ratzu lahachmir, that they wish to be machmir, that's the wrong language. You should have said, they were ushered to move, isuruhu. In fact, it didn't say isuruhu, it just said Ratzu lahachmir, that's the proof that they actually all agreed that if the boat is mishalechas, you'd be allowed to go and walk the entire boat. And it's only exeru, because maybe you'll come to stop. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua said, well, we're only going to be machmir and stay in these Dalet Amos. Amar Vashi, Rashi says, furthermore, Masnisa Nami Daika, you could bring another deer from our Mishnah, because notice that it compared Svina Dumya, the deer Visohar. Our Mishnah said, Diktani, it wrote that there's a boat, and there's also the din of deer and Sohar. Now, deer and Sohar are stationary objects. That's what we said, where the animals are enclosed in a pen or enclosed in a corral, and it doesn't move. So, too, since we're comparing Svina to deer and Sohar, so they all must not move. Ma deer v'sohar, the kavi, just like the deer and the Sohar talking about stationary objects, inanimate objects, can't move. So too, from this hekish, af Svina nami de kviya. So too, the boat is also something that is set in place, not moving. Oh, that's another good deal. Nadi Mor says, Amale Rav Acha, b'rei de Rav l'Ravashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav said to Rav Ashi, how do we paskin Hilchasa Kirab Ben Gamliel B'Svino? We paskin like Ben Gamliel in regards to the boat. The Gemara says, from the fact that he's telling us that this is the halacha, it implies somebody argues with him. Hilchasa Meklad Plegi. But we just said that nobody argues with him. They all agree. So what's going on? So Gemara says, no, in. There is, in fact, a machlokus here. Vatanya, because we learn in a brisa. Chananya, now we have the girsa, ben achi Rabbi Yoshua, but the Gemara is going to say this in a moment, so that's why Mestama, some don't go with it over here, but it's correct. So Chananya, who was the son of the brother of Rabbi Yoshua, his father was Rabbi Yoshua's brother, Omer, he said, Kol osu ayom yoshu v'dono bidvar aloha. These four great Talmidei Chacham, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yoshua, they were sitting there and dining in this halacha. And what happened? Emesh, Chriya, Achiyaba, finally, after everything was said and done, later that night, it was Machriya, Achiyaba. Again, Chananya is talking about his father's brother, Achiyaba, which was Rabbi Yoshua. And he was machriyat halacha as follows. Halacha k'rabban gamliel svina. We pass on k'rabban gamliel the svina that you can walk on the entire boat. However, he said, v'halacha Rabbi Akiva b'dir v'sohar. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that you can't walk the entire deer in the sohar. From, according to this opinion, they still had a machlokas. He passed like k'rabban gamliel because Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva was still arguing with him. Now the Gemara asks an interesting question. Boy, Rabbi Chananya asks the following shayla. Yesh techumim l'mal me'asara, o ein techumim l'mal me'asara. Does the din of techum extend even above 10 tefachim? We know Rishus HaRabim stops at 10 tefachim, whereas Rishus HaYochid goes above 10 tefachim. What about techum? Is there a concept of a techum above 10 tefachim or not? Now, Gemara says, it's clear, Amud gavo asara v'rochav arba. If you have a plank of some sort that is running through the area and it is more than 10 tefachim high, it's above the ground more than 10 tefachim. So if it's also 4 tefachim wide, lo tibayla, then there's no shayla. That's considered ground. The aro smirti, it's like it's a thick, filled-in ground. So it's as if the ground goes all the way up to 10 tefachim. Everybody agrees on top of the mountain, there's a tchum. The mountain's 30,000 feet above the surface of the earth. There's still a tchum up there. It's not a question of if you're more than 10 tefachim above sea level, there's no tchum. It's 10 tefachim above the ground. Here, this is called a thick ground when you have a post that is more than 10 tefachim tall, but it's also more than 4 tefachim wide. So that's not a shaila. Kiti b'aloch, where did the shaila get off the ground? Is there tchum above 10 tefachim? When you're dealing with ba'amud gavoa, I saw it, where you have this board or this post that is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, and therefore you can walk on it, but it's not more than 4 tefachim wide. That's not called aras smichta, then. It's not called connected to the ground, so to say. And in this situation, do we consider that there's a tchum above that area? Alternatively, inami deka azil bekvitza. Or, Rashi explains, he says a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does what we would call black magic or some holy name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, and he's able to fly. Today we would say he takes a helicopter, he takes an airplane. Is there a tchum above 10 tefachim? Alternatively, lishnachrina besfina. Or, the Gemara says another option would be if you're dealing with a boat that's going in the water and it's more than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the ground, from the bottom of the water. So it's going in the ocean that is, very deep. And therefore, in that situation, we view the tchum from the bottom of the ocean. So once you're more than 10 tefachim above the bottom of the ocean, so do we say that there is tchum or not? That was Rav Chananya's question. So now we're going to try to bring a riot to it. So I'm Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya says, I'll show you the answer. Toshma. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Maisa shebo mi plandrasin. When they came from this place, plandrasin, they were in the yam on Shabbos. They traveled on Shabbos. They were in the dock until Shabbos. It was already Shabbos when they left. And now they went out to sea. Now, if you tell me that there is this concept of tchumim, more than 10 tefachim above the ground. In other words, when the boat's deep out in the sea, it's well above 10 tefachim from the bottom of the ocean. And yet, if you tell me there's still a tchum, so therefore there is a problem of tchum. And that's why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yoshua said, Nishumachi Rat, so they wanted to be machmir because there was this concept of tchum, but technically the boat is moving, so that we said, like Rav Zeira, that there is technically then no problem of tchum while it's moving because it constantly moves the tchum, moves the tchum, moves the tchum. So therefore, you are in that situation allowed to be machmir, rotsu lahachmir. But if you tell me there's no tchum, eliyamis ain't tchumim, if you're more than 10 tefachim above the bottom of the ground, so the boat's more than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the ocean, so then, am I rotsu? Why would they want to be machmir? There's no concern. Even if the boat would stop moving, there's no tchum. So that's what Rav Hoshaya wants to bring a raya. But the Gemara says, Kidama Rava. Rava says, no, that's not a good raya. Bimalechas Birakak. You know what? We're not talking about deep in the ocean. We're talking about it's going on very shallow ground. A rakak is like a deep puddle. Rashi says, Pachos Measorah. So this is therefore less than 10 tefachim in the bottom of the ground. Of course there's tchunin, and therefore this question is not able to be used as a raya. And just like it was said elsewhere that we're talking about a rakak, which we're going to learn right now, Hachanami Bimalechas Birakak. So too, over here, we're dealing with Mahalechas Barakak. Now, where's the other place where we had it? Toshma. Pamachas lo nichvesu lanomal ashechachecha v'chule. The boat that they were on didn't get into the dock until it was already nightfall. So it was still out there in the ocean while it was still Erev Shabbos. Now, Iyamris bishlomo yesh tchomim. If you tell me that there's tchomim above 10 tefachim above the ground, in other words, if you're in deep water that's more than 10 tefachim, so there is a din of tchomim. Now we understand why they asked the question, do we have a tchom or do we not have a tchom? Was the boat within 2,000 amas of the port or not? Shaper, that's a very good question. But if you say Eliyam is in tchomim, if you tell me that there is no tchom above 10 tefachim above the ocean bed, so then, ki lo yinu b'socha tchom, when they say you weren't inside the tchom, who cares? My hobby. What difference does it make? There is no tchom. So therefore, if they were in deep waters, why would they care? So again, here Rubber says the same thing that we just said before. This is where he said it. Amar Rubber, b'malachas rakak. It wasn't out deep in the ocean. This was a harbor that the boat was coming into. It was 2,000 amas away from the dock, but it was in very shallow water, and therefore there was a tchum. Madigmar says, Toshma, bring your raya, Hani Shev Shmaisa, this Shev Shmaisa. Shev Shmaisa is a famous sugya in Huchus Trefus, that the Mishnah there listed a whole bunch of trefus, and then there were seven additional trefus that the various Amoraim said. These are known as the Shev Shmaisa, the seven statements. Now, it so happened there was one person, Hani Shev Shmaisa, this Amaron, B'tzafra b'shabata, this is one Amora who said over these seven items of trefa, the Shev Shmaisa, that were said over B'tzafra b'shabba, in the morning of Shabbos, Kameder Rechista b'sura. He said this, he gave this shir in front of Rechista in Sura in the morning of Shabbos, and that very afternoon, he traveled all the way to the city in Pumbedisa, which is well outside the Tchum, and B'hadi Panya b'shabata, Kameder Rava, others of the Gersa Rabba, Pumbedisa, and he said over his shir to Rabba in Pumbedisa. Now, this was well outside the Tchum. How was he able to travel from Sura to Pumbedisa? Now, who was this person, this Amora, that said to them the Shev Shemaisa? Man Amrinu. So the Gemara tells us, Lab Elio Amrinu, wasn't it Elio? And if Elio was the one that told it to him, now we understand. He traveled from Sura to Pumbedisa above 10 Tvachim on Shabbos. And therefore, Alma, we see, Ein Tchumim L'mala Me'asar. Elio flew, so to say, from Sura to Pumbedisa. He was above 10 Tvachim the whole time. That's why there was no din of Tchum. There was no problem of Tchum. So that's our Raya. Or it says Lo. No, it's not a Raya. Who says it was Elio? Dilma Yosef Shida Amrinu. Maybe it was Yosef the Shade. Again, we don't understand these types of things, but Rashi says, Dilo Minta Shabasa. He wasn't careful about Shabbos. So maybe there is Tchum above 10 Tvachim, but he didn't care. He sinned. And for whatever the reason, he told over the Shev Shemaisa in Surah in the morning of Shabbos and in Pumbedis in the afternoon of Shabbos. So we can't understand this, but it's no riot. Now the Gemara says, Toshma, try again. Hireini Naz, if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, when? It doesn't say stam in Nazir. I will be a Nazir. Biyom sheben David ba, when the son of David, Ayi Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, on that day I take upon myself Naziris. Now, in this situation, if a person makes such a neder, he become a Nazir when Mashiach comes. So what does he do practically? Can he drink wine the rest of his life? So, this Brisa says, he's mutu lishtos yayin, but only b'shabosos of Yom Tovim. On first blush, we'll understand this Brisa, that this person is allowed to go and drink wine only on Shabbos or Yom Tiv. Now, we'll see in a moment why is that so. We turn to the Amud Beis. So, the Gemara tells us that this person is not allowed to drink wine on all the days of the week, only on Shabbos and Yom Tiv. Also, lishtos yayin, koyimos achol. Now, why? If you tell me, Iyamris Bishloma Yesh Tchumim, if you tell me that there is Tchum above 10 Tvachim, now I understand why I can drink wine on Shabbos and Yantim, because Mashiach can't come then. Hainu Bishabbos, Yom Tovim, Mutter, because Mashiach can't come. he would have to travel more than the Tum. And if there's a Tum above 10 Tzvachim, the fact that he can fly, so to say, doesn't help him. So that's why Mashiach can't come on Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, the person who made the Neder, Abi Anazir, when Mashiach comes, so then he can't come on Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore, there is no problem in drinking wine on those days. However, if you were to say that there is no Tum, Eli Yamers ain't Tumim, so then why can't Mashiach come? There's no problem of Tum. B'Shabbos of Yom Tovim, he could come, and therefore, Amai Mutter, why should you be allowed to drink? Person said, I'm going to be a Nazir the day Mashiach comes. Maybe he's going to come, and therefore, you should be a Nazir even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Oh, so this is a Raya, that there is a Tum above 10 Tvachim, and that's why Mashiach can't come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Verses Lav Davka, Shiny Hasam. You know why Mashiach can't come? Because the Abba Akra, the Pasuk says, Hinei Onochi, Sholeach Lochem, Es Elyon Havi, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem. That's the Vagomer. Lifnei Bias Ben David, before Mashiach comes, Yavo Elio Levaser. Elio is going to come the day before Mashiach, and he's going to let us know Mashiach's coming. He's going to herald the coming of Mashiach. So, guess what? If Elio didn't come on Friday, so then Mashiach ain't coming on Shabbos. And therefore, since Elio didn't come on Friday, so we know Mashiach isn't coming on Shabbos. That's why he's not a Nazir on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Where it says, wait a second, if that's correct, so then on a weekday, on a Tuesday, v'chol, you can be able to drink every Tuesday. Why not? It's only on the day Mashiach comes that he says he's going to become a Nazir. Until Mashiach comes, he's not a Nazir. So therefore, if Mashiach didn't come on this Tuesday, because Elio wasn't here on Monday, so at earliest, Elio might come on Tuesday still, and then I won't drink tomorrow wine, because tomorrow I'll be a Nazir. But then every single weekday, until Elio comes, he should be allowed to drink wine. So therefore, that's not a good raya. Ela what? Ela minon lebeis din agod olasa. You know what must have happened? Why don't we allow you to drink wine on a weekday? Because you know what? Elio came to the base in Yerushalayim, and you just haven't heard about it yet. And now, maybe it's the next day already, and Mashiach could come today. That's why you're a Nazir, possibly, and therefore you can't have wine on any weekday. But if that's your reasoning, so Hachanami. Maybe Elio came on Friday to the Beis Din. Hachanami, Lema le Beis Din, I go to the Lasser. And now, the only reason you're telling me that you would be allowed to drink wine is because Mashiach's not coming because Elio didn't come. Well, maybe Elio came. So therefore, Mashiach still could come also. And therefore, you should be a Nazir even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So how come? So it says, no. Kvar muhtof lehem liyisrael. Because we have a haftach, we have a promise. She'ein Elio bo lo bi'arvi Shabbosos lo bi'arvi Yom Tovim. Elio is not coming on Friday or Erev Yom Tov. Why not? Mipnei Torah. Because boy, oh boy, everybody could want to go out and greet Elio and Novi. Imagine if Elio and Novi came today. Be'ezus Hashem. So we'd all be doing nothing else other than going to greet Elio. So what's going to happen with Shabbos and Yom Tov? They're going to not be prepared for. So therefore, we have a promise that Elio is not going to come on Friday. Oh, if we have a promise Elio is not coming on Friday, then we know Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos, and therefore, there is no Naziris for this person that could occur on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Where it says, really? Is that your reasoning? If you're telling me that Elio is not coming on Friday because people aren't going to prepare for Shabbos, so guess what? Mashiach nami lawasi. Then Mashiach's also not going to come because the people won't be able to prepare for Shabbos or Yom Tov. If Elio's there, certainly if Mashiach's there, they're not going to be able to prepare. And therefore, the Mali Shabbat the Lishtri, therefore, the Nazir can guarantee that that Mashiach is not coming on Friday either because he wouldn't be able to prepare for Shabbos. And therefore, even though the person took a neder that he's going to be a Nazir on the day Mashiach comes, there's no way he'll come on Friday. In addition to being able to drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he should be able to drink on Friday as well. Shmuel says, no, there's a difference between Elio not coming on Friday and Mashiach not coming on Friday. Elio's not going to come on Friday because we said the Tircha, there's too much people are going to be involved in the Torah of visiting Elio. They won't be able to prepare for Shabbos. That's true for Elio. However, Mashiach could come on Friday. The people are going to greet Mashiach. And when will their preparations for Shabbos and Yom Tov occur? No, that's different. When Elio comes, the Goyim aren't stopping everything. But when Mashiach comes, the Goyim is stopping everything. Once Mashiach comes, the whole world is going to see that we were right. They're going to bend over backwards. What can I do for you? Oh, you need to make challah Shabbos? I'll go take care of that. You need me to run to the store to get something for you? I'll go take care of that. And therefore, once Mashiach comes on a Friday, all the needs will be taken care of by the Goyim. They'll be begging you what they can do to help. They'll try to make up for 5,500 years of persecuting the Jews, and therefore the kiven diosi mashiach kol avodim Yisrael. Therefore, even if Mashiach comes on Friday, you'll be able to have all the preparations done for Shabbos, and that's why if a person says to be a nazir, he has to assume that maybe Mashiach will come on a Friday, and therefore he can't drink wine on a Friday. Gemara says, now another thing, b'chad b'shabbos lishterei, let us say that this person who says, I'm going to be a nazir on the day Mashiach comes, so he said he can only drink wine on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. He can't drink on Friday or drink any of the days of the week, and including he can't drink on Sunday. But Gemara says, why not? Let him drink on Sunday, b'chad b'shabbos lishterei. Why? Because if we say that there is a tchum on Shabbos, that's why Elio didn't come yesterday on Shabbos, and that's why Mashiach isn't going to come on Sunday. For the fact, however, that we do say that you're not allowed to drink on Sunday, if there was tchum, then on the first day of Shabbos, we would in fact be allowed to drink the Loas Elio b'Shabbos, because Elio is not going to come on Shabbos because of the tchum. Let us bring a raya that there's no tchum on Shabbos because Elio could come because there's no problem with tchum, and therefore Mashiach could come on Sunday. Shmuel says, no, that's not a raya. In fact, the reason why you can't drink on Sunday is we're not sure whether Elio can come on Shabbos or not. We're not sure, is it Tchumim above 10 Tvachim or not? Haitana, Sefuki Mesavkele, he wasn't sure. Eish Tchumim, then if there are Tchumim, so then Elio can't come. Eo ain't Tchumim, if there aren't Tchumim, then Elio can come. And therefore, Luchumra, you have to assume the worst case scenario, and the person who said, I'm going to be in Nazareth, the day Mashiach comes, he's not allowed to go and drink wine on Sunday because of this Safek. It's a very interesting aside. The Chasam Sofer asks a question. We know that Elio goes to every bris, right? The famous story of the Kis Elio. The reason why Elio goes to bris is because he said Klai Yisrael is not going to keep the bris, and Hashem said, you'll see that they will, and therefore Elio, so to say, have to be at every bris to say, look, Klai Yisrael is keeping all the bris. Fine. So the Chasam Sofer asks, how does Elio go to bris on Shabbos? Must be that he's allowed to travel. He goes to a bris in Haifa, and he goes to a bris in Paris, and he goes to a bris in New York, all on the same Shabbos. They have bris in Baruch Hashem all over the world. So it must be that Elio is traveling on Shabbos more than the Tchum. So obviously there's no Tchum on Shabbos above 10 Tvachim. So that seems to be a good question. So the Chasam Sofer answers, no, it depends. When Elio comes as a Malach, so then there is no Tchum. But when Elio comes to answer Kashas on this world, so then when we say Teiku, so then Elio comes as a Talmud Chacham, he comes as a huge giant in Torah, a worldly person, not a otherworldly, Malach type of a person. And that's why, in fact, we say Teiku. We don't say Loba Shemaimi. We don't say Elio's a Malach. No, when Elio comes to be answering Kashas, so then he's coming as a Talmud Chacham. Then there would be Tchum. But when he goes to a Bris, then he's acting as a Malach. Another famous statement that was made from Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkom Domo. So he asked the following Shaila. Why don't we let Elio come even if you say that there is an issue of Tchumim? Because when Elio, Mashiach come, it's Pikuach Nefashos. The Goyim are killing us, right? Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkom Domo, was murdered by the Nazis, Yibach Shimon V'Zichrom. So if only Elio would come, so would that be Koch Nefashos to say, I have to come, sorry, it's only Tchum, it's a Din D'Rabbanan, very nice. I won't go over this slab of Tchumim for no reason, but for Bikuach Nefashos, he certainly can. And he's left the Tzarech Iyo, and he says, Taka, it's a good question, I don't know the answer. Now the Gemara asks a very technical question on this neder that we made. The person said, I'll be a Nazir on the day that Mashiach comes. So this neder that he made, the Koi, Ema, the koi nadar. Where exactly was he holding on the day that he made the neder? In other words, what day of the week was the day that he made this neder? Ilema the koi b'chol. If it was a regular weekday, so then kivan d'chol alei nazirus. So let's say he made the neder on Tuesday. So right now, maybe Mashiach could still come that day. So therefore, in this situation, he should be a nazir. Now, once you're a nazir, you just can't lose your status of being a nazir. So therefore, he has to be sopik nazir from Tuesday. Therefore, kivan d'chol alei nazirus, once the nazirus is possibly on him, so hecha osya shabosa umafkole, how can Shabbos come and say he no longer is a nazir? So that's a very good question. And Gemara says, you're right. Elo, you know what we're talking about. When did this person make his neder? D'koy b'shabosa v'kornoder. It was Shabbos, and he made his neder. Or alternately, ubiyantib, was on yantib, v'kornoder, and he made his neder. Now, that day, Elio, Mashiach, isn't coming. And only therefore, only the first day, the Shabbos of Yom that they made his neder to be a nazir on the day Mashiach comes, since there's no way Mashiach is coming this day, the neder doesn't take effect and he can drink wine this day. The Hawiyoma, and only the Hawiyoma, the Sharileh. However, once Shabbos is over, once Yontif is over, Mikam Va'elech Osir Le. Now, since every day he could be a Nazir, so then the Nazirus starts. And therefore, the next Shabbos, the next Yontif, will not push it aside. Interesting. Now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah and says, we said that all these four great Tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, they were all on the boat. And the boat was outside the port before it was Shabbos, and then it docked in the port on Shabbos. So they asked Rabbi Gamliel, are we allowed to get off the boat? And he told them, yeah, you can. Now, because they were within inside the Tchum at the start of Shabbos. Now, where says Tana, how did he know that? So I mentioned in the Mishnah, this Brisa, Shvoferes Haislo, he had a looking glass. He had a tube. Now, it didn't have lenses inside of it, but it had probably something, reading Rashi, it sounds like it had different size openings. And we know that when a person squints, for example, he can see better in the distance. So these different openings cause the eye and the stomach to constrict and squint like, and you can see certain things better. And with this, he was able to somehow tell, lots of different explanations exactly how this worked, not important for our understanding here. It's essentially like a telescope, and he was able to see. When people, Havdil, they go golfing, they take out some piece of equipment that tells them exactly how many feet they are away from the hole. Now, that's what he did. He took out this telescope-like Shvoferes, and he was able to say, yeah, we're within 2,000 amas of the city, of the port, and therefore the boat is within the tum of the port, and we can get off in the port, not a problem. So this Shvoferes he had, Shvoferes, Haisalol Rabbi Gamliel, Shriya Mabit, Vitzofu Ba'apayim Amma B'yabosha, and was able to take it out and see that he was within 2,000 amas of the land, and therefore, Uchaneg Da'apayim Amma, and they were within this 2,000 amas at the sea, and therefore, he was able to tell him, don't worry, we're within the tum of the port. Then the Gemara says, the Brisa continues, if you want to be able to determine how deep a valley is, the valley is a sloping area going down into the valley. So again, you take this telescope, you look through this telescope, a series of tubes of different size apertures, and you go look through it, and you see, you'll be able to go and tell how deep down in the ground is this valley. How deep does it go down? Likewise, if you want to figure out how tall a tree is, so you go up there and climb it, or you can do the simple procedure. Moded komoso, go and measure the height of yourself. Moded komoso, you know how tall you are. Vitzilo, and then look at your shadow. And then you look at the shadow of the tree, Vitzel komoso, and it's a simple ratio. Your height to the shadow will be the same thing as the tree's height to its shadow. It's a ratio, and it'll be the exact same. So if you're 6 feet and your shadow is 12 feet, so if the tree's shadow was 24 feet, so then the tree's going to be 12 feet. It's going to be half as much. So therefore, the person's height is half his shadow, so the tree's height will be half its shadow. Very simple ratio, whatever the ratio is. So modi komoso, vitzilo, vitzel komoso. All you have to do is measure three of the four factors. The end, that kamagova shodekal, and you'll know the fourth variable. So you're measuring your height, you're measuring your shadow, and you're measuring the tree's shadow that's on the ground, so it's easy to measure, and therefore you can figure out by the ratio how tall the tree is. Again, very simple, elegant math. Finally, the last thing is a rotsa shalotishu chayiro b'tzel keber. If you want to make sure that rachmana litzlan, that you don't have animals coming and smelling the dead person Nebuch that's buried there and digging him up and eating him. So what should you do? So you want to make sure that the tzel, the shade of the keber, is not going to be in a certain area, because if it's too shady there, it's going to be nice and cool. The animals are going to come there and they're going to lie on that dirt and they're going to smell Nebuch the mace and they're going to dig him up. So what should you do in this situation? No eitz kone b'dalet shos b'yob. Put out a post 4 hours into the day. 4 hours into the day is the most important time to know the difference between the height of the day, the heat of the day, and the cooler, earlier part of the morning. At the fourth hour, it starts to get very hot. And therefore, the sun also is coming up there, and it makes a big difference whether you're in the sun or in the shade. So therefore, you put this post in the ground, and you see how far it casts the shadow. The Yirulahichan Silodot, and see which direction the shadow goes. And then when you bury the person, you make sure that Mishapeya Va'ola, Mishapeya Vyorid. Go and make sure that when you're making the mound or the monument that you have over the grave, that it doesn't cast too big a shadow. So you set it up in a way that there'll be no inducement for the animals to come and lie there in the shade. It's going to still be just as high as the surrounding area, and they're not going to have an inducement to go there and lie in the shade and smell the nebuch, the mace that's underneath there, and dig them up and eat them. So therefore, these are all eitzes that the Gemara gives. Now we have an interesting story. The story happened to Nechemia Breid Rav Chaniloi. Nechemia, who was the son of Rav Chaniloi, was very engrossed in his learning. He was so involved in his learning that the Nafatz Chutz L'Chum, while he was walking on Shabbos, thinking and learning, he actually walks outside the Tchum. Now he's stuck. He realizes outside the Tchum, and boom, he can't move more than Dalet Amos. So Rav Chisla goes running to Rav Nachman and says, Rabbi, Rav Nachman, Nechemia Talmidcha Shari B'Tzar, you got to do something. Your Talmud is sitting out there in the wilderness all by himself, and he can't move more than Dalet Amos. Rabbi, you got to help him. That's what Rav Chisla said to Rav Nachman. So what does Rav Nachman do? Amlo, Rav Nachman tells Rav Chisla, go and gather a whole bunch of people. Asay lo mechitza shel bnei adam. Have a whole bunch of people. You're not allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos, but you can have a whole bunch of people standing around. And like we said earlier in the Masechta, these vertical posts, because of lovid, they can enclose an area. So too, have a lot of people standing within three tefachim of each other. So there's lovid in between them. And you have all these people standing there. And what you do is, you make a mechitza around this Talmud, this Nechemia Breid de Rav Chaniloi, and you extend all these people back into his tchum. And now he's in an enclosed area. That's considered Dalet Amos. He can walk within that Dalet Amos, like Rabbi Gamliel said. And therefore, he can go back inside his tchum. Once he's back inside his tchum, he has his tchum again. This only works, of course, if he went out unintentionally. And that's what happened over here. He was Meshachte Shmaisa. He was so engrossed in his learning. He was so involved in his learning. He didn't realize he had gone outside the tchum. So that's why this works. V'yikones. And he's allowed to go back inside. That's what Rav Nachman said to Rav Chisda. Go and tell the Talmidim to do. Now, when everybody heard this, Yosef Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. It's a different Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was sitting there, Achori the Rabbah, behind Rabbah. The Yosef Rabba came to Rav Nachman, and Rabba was sitting behind Rav Nachman, and they were listening to what happened between Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman. The Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman this. So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak to Rabba, so these two Tamidim were sitting there. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked the Rabba, "My koma boy lay the Rav Chisda." Why did Rav Chisda have to ask Rav Nachman this question? What was bothering him that he couldn't answer this question himself? How to help Nechemia Berei the Rav Chaniloi? It was saying that he was bothered by, he didn't know, Bidamalu Gabri Askinon, when you have people that can make this human fence around the person, and therefore his only question was, do we pass like Rav Gamliel or not? Was that his question? Hilchos like Rav Gamliel, oh, ain't Allah Rav Gamliel, we turn to him, Dalet Amud Aleph. Was that his question? Or maybe not. Oh, Dilma, maybe. Of course we know we follow Rav Gamliel's opinion. And therefore, of course he can go back inside when you make this circular enclosure. The problem was, oh Dilma, maybe we're talking in this situation with the low Malu Gabri Askina. We didn't have enough people to bring him all the way back inside his tchum. But we could get close. We could get within two amas of his tchum. And this was his question. Makom Abayale, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer, who says as long as he can get within two amos, I said a tvachim a minute ago, within two amos of the tchum, then he can go back inside. Do we pass like this, Rabbi Eliezer? Oh, ain't halacha Rabbi Eliezer? Or is in fact halacha not like Rabbi Eliezer? And unless you can get the people to encircle him all the way back to his tchum, it's no good. Those were the two possible questions that Rabbi Chisda was asking. Do we pass like Rabbi Gamliel? Or he says, no, of course we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, but do we pass like Rabbi Eliezer? So Gemara says, Rabbi responded to this question from Nachman Yitzchak, and he said, Pshita. Obviously, below Molu Gabri Askinon, we're clearly talking about not do we paskin like Rav Gamliel or not, because of course we paskin like Rav Gamliel. The only question over here was, do we paskin that as long as you're within two amos of your tchum, that's good enough or not? Because if you were to say, that we have enough people, and the only question is, do we follow Rav Gamliel and paskin like him, that you can make an enclosure around the person and treat that as Dalet Amos or not? If that's your question, so mighty boyle, then that's not a question. We already said, Omar Rav, Halachi Rav Gamliel. We already know that. Now, he said that in all three cases, right? Bedir, Visohar, Usfina. So therefore, if that was his only question, that was already asked and answered. Therefore, the only question was, of course we pass like Rav Gamliel, but what happens if you don't have enough people to get all the way back into the chum? You can only get within two amas of it. Elavadai b'delo malu gavri askinon. That's where the question is. And Uda Rabbi Eliezer, coming by, was asking, do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, or do we not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? And I'll show you that this is right, Rabbi says. Because Daika Nami, look carefully. What did Rav Nachman say back to Rav Chista when Rav Chista asked him, Rabbi, you tell me, Rav Nechemya bar Rei de Rav Chaniloi. So he's in trouble. So what did Rav Chista answer him back? He told him, the Karmale Yikonis, let him come in. Now, why did he use that language? My Yikonis. Mustn't it be when he said, my Yikonis, la below Mechitza, that it wasn't a Mechitza? So it wasn't a question about, do we pass it like Rabbi Gamliel? Of course we pass it like Rabbi Gamliel. But the question was, when you don't have enough people, then do we say like Rabbi Eliezer or not? So he said, Yikonis, yeah, you can go and count on this. We're still in the middle of this sugya a little bit, but this is a good break point. We'll stop the shir at this time. Today's daf is actually Tzom Gedalia. For those that are listening to it today, Mitzvah Shem, they should have a very easy fast.